Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere and on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock when Conway comes along, and happy to talk to you about all the breaking news. And there's tons of it today. Rudy Giuliani just surrendered to authorities down in Georgia. Former President Trump is expected to do the same tomorrow, and we'll undoubtedly hear from him too, unless his lawyers are able to gag him and hog tie him to keep him from talking into an open mic. Debate tonight in Iowa, so we got all that to get into. And the smash and grabbers have been out in force all over California and really all across America, but particularly so here, because essentially we told them, hey, the first $950 of theft is on us. And we've got a story that is just James Bond in real life, isn't it? This is probably why, actually, the Mission Impossible and the James Bond movies are now sort of like becoming boring to today's headlines. With the downing, and that's what it sure looks like, of the plane carrying the Wagner Group leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who, of course, led that rebellion against Vladimir Putin. Well, not against Putin. This is the difference here, splitting hairs, is he wasn't leading a rebellion against a coup against Putin directly, but against the military infrastructure. But Putin didn't take it that way and called him a traitor and made it abundantly clear, and has throughout his long career made it abundantly clear how he treats traitors in his view. And that is they meet an ugly end. With the very latest on this story, ABC News correspondent Andy Field. Andy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm better than Yevgeny Prigozhin, apparently.
Yeah, he seems to have met the end that many people who tend to disagree with Vladimir Putin. But again, we don't have any actual confirmed proof that the Russian military shot his plane down. However, pretty much everyone in U.S. intelligence is looking at it and saying, yeah, we're not surprised. Probably the most predictable plane crash in the history of aviation would be one with him on it heading back to Russia.
And so, this is eerily similar, and by the way, unlikely to get definitive answers to a lot of the questions that everybody has, to when the president of Poland's plane crashed in Russia on his way to a state funeral. We never got a real story on what happened there either.
Yeah, you know, the aviation record's pretty good until you have an opponent of Putin on the plane. Then the odds seem to go down against you in flying on these planes here. And look, Putin has a long history of poisoning people, killing people, people mysteriously falling off the balconies of their hotel. That's another high percentage of bad luck for people in Russia. But, you know, this is really a symptom more than anything of the fact that Vladimir Putin seems to be losing support across the board in his own country. And remember, Prigozhin's a pay-for-play mercenary. This is a guy who gets paid to go kill people on behalf of Russia. It's not just in Ukraine, but in many parts of Africa. And his troops, you know, these are people that Putin needs to execute his war because he doesn't have enough of his own people to do it.
Andy, I saw a story yesterday that I was going to put on the show, and then I didn't include it because it seemed a little too in the weeds. And now I put it in a totally different category. There was a story that broke that said hundreds of Wagner men of Prigozhin's fighters vanished from Putin's designated exile. A whole unit dropped from approximately 5,800 to 4,400, and there's no accounting of where they went. And the reason I bring this up is I wonder if that purge took place before the Prigozhin purge took place, assuming that that's in fact what we saw today. And this wouldn't be a surprise either if we remember prior to 9/11, the Taliban or Al-Qaeda took care of the leader of the Northern Alliance. And then just shortly after that, 9/11 happened. So sometimes you take out, supporters prior to cutting the head off.
Yeah. And again, I think it's important to remember that Prigozhin, who led this Wagner group for Vladimir Putin, is really a symptom of a much bigger problem that he has, that this war has gone on approximately a year and a half longer than Vladimir Putin predicted would happen. He thought he would be in and out of Ukraine within a week and things would be back to normal, and he would take it over like he's taken over Crimea, Eastern Europe. It did not happen. It has turned the world against Russia. His people have suffered mightily from it. His government has suffered for it. It continues to do so. But one thing he cannot stand to happen is to have dissent within his own ranks, which is what happened when Prigozhin led this revolt against the Russian government. And then suddenly everything was magically okay, which no one in U.S. intelligence thought was the case. And now it appears that it wasn't that way, that perhaps Prigozhin was given a false sense of security. But we still have to wait for the final outcome on how did this plane go down.
We're talking with Andy Field, ABC News correspondent. And, of course, there's a debate tonight in Iowa. And you might think, well, these two stories are totally unrelated. But one of the things that we need to keep in mind is as we go to the polls, both in the primaries and in the general election, whoever the next president of the United States is got to deal with this issue. This is a clear and present danger, not just to Ukraine and to Russian dissidents, but this is a threat. This is a real threat to the Western world. And we thought that maybe when the wall came down, we had the quote-unquote peace dividend, and all that proved to be a dream that didn't come true. And the reality is that Russia is under the thumb of a homicidal, I won't call him a psychopath, a sociopath. I'm not qualified to make those kinds of diagnosis, but he is a textbook Russian strongman who is famously quoted as saying that the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest tragedy of the 20th century. And this is a guy who knows Russian history and what Russia suffered in World War II, and he still thought the collapse of the Soviet Union was a greater tragedy.
Well, to make your connection to the debate tonight, there are a number of Republicans who actually look at Vladimir Putin, the man that you called a few things that don't indicate he's the world's greatest leader. They think he's doing a pretty good job. Ramaswamy has come out and said, basically, we got to get along with Putin. He doesn't seem to support the efforts that the U.S. is putting into Ukraine. Former President Trump in an interview just the other day said that he thought he, Donald Trump, was the apple of Putin's eye and famously got along with him during his administration. So there are Republicans who are leading in the pack or going up the polling that are not with Team USA but with Team Russia in this year, which makes for a very interesting debate, and it'd certainly be something that I think we'll come up in that debate tonight.
I would think so. Andy, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Andy Field, ABC News. Of all the things that have reversed themselves, the political polls that have reversed over the last couple of years, the fact that the GOP that once were the, the hardliners on standing up to the quote unquote evil empire. That's a famous phrase that Ronald Reagan used. And the GOP stood shoulder to shoulder on being opposed to the Soviet Union and Russia, Russian aggression. And now I won't say the whole party has reversed its position on that, but there certainly is a schism within the party where there's a lot of people who seem to have some kind of odd respect almost for Vladimir Putin. And look, Prigozhin was a horrible person. He's a mass murderer, a killer for hire, as Andy Field correctly said, in Syria and all over the place. The president of Russia, the so-called leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin, there's no mystery about the timing of this. There's no coincidences. Vladimir Putin is an international war criminal. He couldn't travel to an international conference in Africa with African leaders because it's in South Africa, and the South African government is under orders to arrest him if he showed up. That makes him look very weak. What doesn't make him look weak at home to a fearful population is if one of his enemies gets killed in a quote-unquote plane accident. So much to talk about. We'll get into all of it. We've got smash and grabbers all over the place.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken. We got smash and grab robberies to talk about. We're going to get into that in just a bit. They were out in force again yesterday. The Writers Guild said yet to the latest proposal by the AMPTP. And some writers are actually donating their residual checks to help out their fellow members who are having trouble buying groceries. We'll get into all of that tonight. The GOP is holding the first debate, the Fox News debate. And the candidates who qualified are going to be on the platform, except for Donald Trump, of course, who made the smart move to not go. He had absolutely no reason to go to this. He had nothing to gain. He was absolutely right about that. And the question now is, who's actually serious about running for president amongst this crowd? Well, Ron DeSantis is, although it ain't looking good. I think there's a chance I will be president before Ron DeSantis is. And so he's serious about it. Chris Christie, we know, is not serious. Chris Christie is on a suicide mission to take down Donald Trump. And I suspect, and this is amateur psychology on my part, but I think that Chris Christie feels guilty that he helped create President Trump. You know, he was Donald Trump. People forget he played Hillary Clinton. In 2016, when Donald Trump was rehearsing for the presidential debates against Hillary Clinton, Chris Christie, who he had known for years, played Hillary Clinton and went after Trump really hard so he would be prepared for whatever Hillary threw at him. And I think that Christie now has decided, for whatever his reasons are, that he would rehabilitate his reputation in history or amongst his friends at the Jersey Shore or the donut shop, wherever he's hanging out, if he could be the one who takes down, quote unquote, takes down Donald Trump. And by the way, there's a lot of people who thought they were going to take down Donald Trump and they haven't. But anyway, Christie is uniquely qualified because he could be as big a bully as anybody in the world. And he has debated Trump in rehearsals as Hillary Clinton. So he knows what the weak spots are. Nonetheless, that's what his goal is. Pretty much everybody else, Doug Burgum of North Dakota, Nikki Haley of South Carolina, Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, although he's pretty anti-Trump too, Mike Pence, Vivek, of course, the businessman, Tim Scott, all these other people are really running for vice president. And that's kind of true for Larry Elder, didn't make the poll either, or Perry Johnson and Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami. People run for this. You wonder, like, who in the world, why is that person running for president? I never heard of that person. They got 12 cents in their campaign coffers. They don't even have a yard card. Why are they running? Well, they run to get their names out there and see if magic happens and maybe the political calculus falls in their favor and they end up as a VP candidate. And if you need proof of that, I got two words for you. Kamala Harris. Because she was polling 1% amongst the Democrats. 1%. And the only splash she made during the 2020 primary for the Democrats is when she called Joe Biden a racist. And she ended up as the person on the other half of the bumper sticker and the bottom half of the yard card. Why? Because after George Floyd and the riots and all the civil disturbances that took place there, she checked a couple of boxes, being a woman of color and also, a woman and a woman of color. She checked a lot of boxes that helped Joe Biden at that time. Hasn't helped him at all, and in my opinion, America or the Democratic Party at all ever since. And that's always been the problem of picking VPs in the moment, because 10 seconds after you pick them, you're just stuck with this person. And if the Republicans needed any reminder of that, there's always Dan Quayle out there in Glendale, Arizona. Listen, let's get the latest news because there's so much to jump into, including the smash and grabs. We're out busy. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken, and we're going to get into the smash and grabs who are out in force, and we'll get into that in just a bit. But KFI is sending you and a friend to Las Vegas for the 2023 iHeart Radio Music Festival. Two nights featuring Foo Fighters, Lenny Kravitz, Tim McGraw, and more. And you'll get access to iHeart Radio's all-new House of Music, a gas card to fuel your road trip. And we'll put you up at an MGM Resorts destination. Plus, one grand prize winner will go backstage for an exclusive experience with one of the artists from the festival. So visit MGMResorts.com today to plan your dream Vegas getaway to your favorite MGM Rewards destination. And keep listening to KFI for your chance to win a road trip to the 2023 iHeart Radio Music Festival. Well, we got all these weird news stories, some of them terrible news stories. And then this is actually some good news, and I feel obligated just for our own sanity to occasionally tell you something positive. On the same day that Vladimir Putin may have meted out his vengeance on one of his betrayers, the head of the Wagner Group, whose plane is no more, and the day after Russia tried to put a lunar lander, and it went from Sputnik to to Kaputnik by crashing into the moon. India successfully landed on the near the South Pole of the moon. They tried back in 2019, failed, but this time they successfully put a probe onto the southern pole, the first country to do so, by the way. Russia has landed over the years 5 vehicles on the moon, China 3. This is the first time India has joined. Of course, we've got a whole bunch of locations that we've been on the moon, but nobody has ever successfully hit the South Pole, which is where scientists believe the most likely large source of frozen water may be. So this could pay a big dividend depending on what is discovered going forward, but it's another advance for knowledge for mankind. So on the one hand, this is the craziness of human beings. On the one hand, you have this incredible, these brains all around the world that are working on these incredible things, medical breakthroughs and new technologies and, you know, launching space probes, including the Webb Space Telescope. That's just astonishing. And we take it for granted or we ignore it completely. And then you've got smash and grab robbers. Then you got people using technology to organize flash mobs that can go into stores and just, in grotesque displays of greed, just grab stuff and run out the door. The latest was a Nordstrom Rack in Riverside. Thousands of dollars worth of designer handbags taken. This is the Nordstrom's at Canyon Springs Parkway, targeted twice in the past 2 months, according to the Riverside Police Department. So here's a recap. This is the score. You know, you used to get the paper and you check the box scores. Of course, the LA Times doesn't have box scores anymore, so you have to read the Daily News to get that. But you'd see how many hits did Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman have the night before? How many strikeouts did Kershaw have? Well, now you look at how many stores got robbed by a flash mob. So a Nordstrom's in the Westfield Topanga Mall, of course, luxury handbag theft in Glendale, a YSL store. What is YSL, by the way? Deborah, do you know what YSL is? I don't know what that store sells. A YSL store at the Americana at Brand in Glendale.
It's a high-end luxury store.
Oh, that's why I don't know what it is, Eric.
Yeah, Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, that's why I don't know what it is. I work in radio. I'm wearing rags. I don't own any clothes that doesn't have a website stenciled on it.
I only know it because a bunch of rappers mention it in their songs.
Oh, there you go. All right. Wherever you get your knowledge, Eric, that's as long as you have the knowledge. A luxury denim store in Hancock Park, a Nike store in East LA, a store in Huntington Beach, a Gucci store, South Coast Plaza in Costa Mesa, and on and on and on. It's not uncommon for these hauls to exceed $100,000. One guy, by the way, stole $400,000 worth of cars from a Southern California dealership. So it's basically anything that can be sold on the market, which is pretty much everything, including kidneys, is up for grabs now. And the chances of catching anybody, and when we do catch him, what's the penalty? I mean, what is the penalty? We have this idiotic concept that the first $950 is on us. It's on George Gascon. But the damage that this does to the local economy cannot be understated. Dick's Sporting Goods, I saw this story. Maybe this came across your radar. Dick's Sporting Goods says that organized retail crime caused a 23% drop in profits. I mean, that's an astonishing statistic. Dick's Sporting Goods on Tuesday, as in yesterday, blamed organized retail crime for sinking its quarterly profits by nearly 25%, the latest retailer to reel from the growing epidemic, in quotes, of thefts around the country. They reported a 23% drop in profits in the second quarter across its more than 700 stores nationwide. And this is despite sales rising 3.6%. So instead of showing growth, they've got a loss, and they attributed the losses to organized retail crime and our ability to effectively manage inventory shrink. And this is happening all across the retail sector. People are grabbing, running, they're getting away with it, and then they turn around and they sell it in the aftermarket, which includes eBay. And eBay tries to police some of this stuff, but let's face it, it takes two, and not only takes the companies to try to police their platforms for stolen property, but it also requires a customer base. And that's where we come in because people saying, I don't care if it's stolen, I didn't steal it. But if you're the market for it, you are contributing to the crime. And this is really something that we got to get a grasp on. It's the same thing with drug consumption and cartel violence. It's easy to sit, you know, in your cul-de-sac in suburbia and judge the thugs who are muling drugs into the country and the cartel bosses that, you know, are living like Caligula, you know, south of the border with their own private armies. And then you do recreational coke or whatever you're into, but you're part of the problem. I mean, I'm being a little judgy here, I admit it, but sometimes we have to look in the mirror. But it's absolutely true. If you're fueling, if you're providing the market for stolen goods or illicit goods, then you're part of the problem. And by the way, if you want to keep doing it, I can't stop you. I'm not going to drop a dime. I don't know who you are to turn you in. And that's not my temperament. But at least be truthful about what's going on here. That if we're buying stolen goods, hey, I got a cousin that fell off a truck. Well, that's fine, except, you know, somebody owned the truck and somebody owned the stuff, and it's a real blow to the economy of the United States and to the local region. Remember when we had that epidemic of train robberies, like it was, you know, the 1880s? We had this huge, and for all I know, that's still happening, but there were people robbing trains in Los Angeles when the cargo trains were stopped on the tracks. And they'd plunder these railroad cars and throw all the Amazon boxes out there and look for whatever it was that they were swiping. So it takes two to tango. It takes thieves to steal, but it also takes customers to buy in the black market and the secondary market of stolen goods. And that's on us to put the kibosh on it. Anyway, are we going to be able to get a handle on this? Cyber criminals investigation are really going to have to, and I hate saying this stuff because we have ceded so much privacy and so much power to the state, to government in general, and to police organizations. But the reality is that people aren't stealing horses that much anymore. They used to hang horse thieves, right? Back in the day where if you stole someone's horse, it was almost a death sentence. They couldn't run the farm, they could starve to death, etc. Well, now digital crime, you're an idiot if you're stealing with a revolver when you can steal with a mouse. You just steal, you run no risk of physical violence to yourself, and the reward is enormous. And you can you know, filter your crimes through offshore accounts and URLs that can't be traced, oftentimes in Russia or some third-party country where they don't care whether or not Americans are getting ripped off. But the bottom line is that, and people are paid off, by the way, in cryptocurrencies. But that's one of the problems, is that we're going to have more police intrusion into our online activities if we're ever going to bust this up. Because from what I can see, we got to start to search for flash mobs that are going to hit retail stores the same way that, you know, before a large gathering, anti-terrorism task force tried to check to make sure no one's putting a pressure cooker bomb along the pathway of the Boston Marathon or any event, the Rose Parade. Whatever event it is, and police agencies who are tasked with keeping large public gatherings safe routinely do that now. But it's getting creepy, isn't it? With all these cameras all over the place with facial recognition and things that can read your eyeballs and identify you. It really is like it's from a sci-fi movie. Just like, you know, the Pagosi's plane falling from the sky in broad daylight, by the way, missing a wing. Looks like the plot of a James Bond movie or a scene from a James Bond movie or Mission Impossible. And on that point, by the way, we'll spend more time talking about that later on. That plane going down, it's not an accident that that plane went down in broad daylight with lots of video cameras capturing it live. Because you see, here's the thing about dictatorships and thugs who want to take somebody out. They want you to know that they took you out. They wanted that scene. There's no way, if Vladimir Putin wanted him taken out, he would have vanished without a trace. You never would have heard about him again in the dark of night. Knock on the door, out he goes. But they wanted that message. That's a Navalny who they tried to poison, and he's in the gulag for the next 14 years. They're perfectly happy that he survived, that he suffered and then survived and is now in a gulag. This is classic Stalinism. This is how they've been doing it for a very, very long time over there. So it's not an accident that plane happened, because if they wanted to hide it, they could have done it at night. The video would have been a lot less clear, a lot less incriminating. So, you know, they've got some experience in doing things like that right.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Steve Gregory is going to be with us at the top of the next hour. There has been movement at the L.A. City Council on a LAPD contract. We've got that more on the downing of a plane, and it certainly does look like it was shot down or taken down somehow. With the head of the Wagner Group, who everybody expected to be killed by Vladimir Putin. Looks like mission accomplished there, huh? We'll talk about that. The big debate tonight. Rudy Giuliani surrendered today in Georgia. Donald Trump is supposed to do the same tomorrow. So we've got all those things to talk about. And the social isolation of especially young men who are gamers, who just sit in their bedrooms all day long and play games. And we're going to talk with a guy who's done a study about that as well. Hey, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I consider it part of my civic duty to brighten your lives in some small capacity. And sometimes that's just about telling you the good things that happen here in Southern California. And one of them are the amazing artists who come through this town. If you're looking for a great event, may I recommend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three nights only, the great John Pizzarelli, Grammy winner, played with Paul McCartney, James Taylor, opened for Sinatra. He's played with everybody. A great seven-string virtuoso, and by the way, happens to be hilarious. And you can see him at Catalina's right in the heart of Hollywood, as if Hollywood has a heart. Speaking of Hollywood, the Writers Guild has rejected a proposal by the AMPTP. The Writers Guild of America said Tuesday after the studio's negotiating group released its August 11th proposal, telling the members that the offer failed to sufficiently protect writers. So they said yet to that. There was a big rally yesterday. And I thought that this was pretty interesting. Some of the striking writers are using their residual checks to help younger counterparts buy groceries. So they're pooling those residual checks that come in the green envelopes from the WGA, by the way. If you see a green envelope in the mailbox, you've had a good day. But apparently they're pooling them and donating them for grocery relief to the younger writers who are struggling to pay their bills. Now, I don't know if you can feed a family or yourself, for that matter, on 34 cents, because that's what my residual checks look like from those ancient episodes I wrote on Full House or Married with Children or WKRP in Cincinnati a million years ago. So I'm not, and nobody's getting rich on those residual checks, but I suppose there are some writers who have worked in recent memory who are getting, but you can get a $40 check. It's a half a tank of gas somewhere in the world. And maybe that's a nice thing to do to help out your fellow strikers. And God, it would be great if we could solve this thing, because it's really bad news for the whole community, all of Southern California. The ripple effect is awful. Another story, the economic toll for the Maui fires has now been estimated to be $6 billion, not just in the loss of human life. Obviously, you can't put a price tag on that. But the loss of property and the loss to businesses destroyed, and in tourism dollars that were that are gone and never to be recovered from that disaster. This came out from Moody's, making an estimate $6 billion in losses. And, you know, I want to talk about something. I had an engagement, and this is totally my fault, that I got into a Facebook argument with someone because I, you know, I'd made it a New Year's resolution a couple of years ago not to do that, but I took the bait. Somebody was posting that, you know, FEMA, you know, handed out $700 and that's what all people, you know, that's all they're going to get in Maui is the $700 handout. And it's just factually not true. People got $700 in emergency, you know, cash just for immediate things like gas and groceries. And then FEMA will eventually come up with some kind of a relief package, but it's incredibly complicated when you're still looking for remains. And they have yet to go through the multi-story buildings and get to all of the commercial buildings. It's going to take a while. It just does before they can get these things up. I wish that, you know, everything was like TV and you could wrap it up in an hour, but it doesn't work that way in real life. You've got inefficiencies and you've got chaos in a scene like that. But you know, it's a silly talking point to suggest that this disaster has happened in Maui, especially with a Democratic president, Joe Biden, who expects to win Hawaii in the next election cycle. And the Democrats want to hang on to Hawaii. They're not going to stiff their own voters. All right. Now, by the way, As a general rule, presidents don't say, hey, they didn't vote for me, so let's stiff them in emergency catastrophe relief. But that's what happens now, is that people spread this stuff because they see a story that $700 was handed out by FEMA, and then they turn it into like, that's all that's going to happen. That's what the American people are going to stand by and allow Maui to suffer and just hand them a pittance. It's just not how we roll. And that's not how this is going to roll either. So it's just not accurate. Just added up to the many, many, threads of misinformation. It's not a thread, actually. It's a tsunami of misinformation that floats around the web. And it's unfortunate because people then believe it. And the Hawaiians, the native Hawaiians, are, in fact, reluctant to even take the $700. We've had reports on that because they think that they're going to get ripped off. If they take the money, they'll somehow forfeit their land. And that's not the case. Coming up. We'll talk with Steve Gregory. We also have the debate tonight in Iowa, and I wonder if Russia will become a point of difference between the various candidates in the aftermath of what happened today, what appears to be a Putin takedown of one of his mortal enemies, who once was one of his closest allies and friends. And by the way, personal chef, Prigozhin was at one point, he started as a hot dog salesman. And then ended up as essentially Putin's personal chef, and then ended up with the Wagner Group, which is a group of mercenary murderers, and that's what they are. He was the guy that was going recruiting soldiers to go to Ukraine from the prisons, and they were getting get-out-of-jail-free cards as long as they'd go over and kill Ukrainians. Oh, man, human behavior. Whew. Really. You got people in India launching, you know, spaceships to the moon and successfully landing them on the moon. And then you got other people who are going to prison to find killers to go over and kill their people they claim are their fellow countrymen. The Ukrainians see it differently. All right. We got a lot more to get into throughout the course of the morning. Steve Gregory going to be up with us next. Right now, let's get the latest news with Deborah Mark.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.